A new mayor can mean a shakeup at City Hall, and last week one of Mayor Ed Murray's shakeups caused an uproar in Seattle's film community. Murray decided he was going to replace James Keblis, the director of Seattle's Office of Film and Music. Keblis held that position for 9 years. Here he is talking about filmmaking in Seattle.
The difference between what I see now in Seattle for its arts and culture and entertainment scene versus, say, the 90s, they used to use the term world-class city. We need to be a world-class city, and I always hated that term because it seemed like you wanted to be something else. Whereas now it's really about being who we are and genuine.
That is former Seattle Office of Film and Music director James Keblis. Lynn Shelton is an award-winning local filmmaker, and she's one of many people speaking out against Ed Murray's decision to replace Keblis. Lynn told me earlier today why Keblis is so revered in this community.
He was just an incredibly beloved leader in this role. I mean, he was just so passionate and so engaged, and he really helped to engender a sense of community.
He was in this job for 9 years. Aside from fostering this sense of community and being beloved, what do you feel he accomplished for the film community?
My God. I mean, between he and Amy Lillard, there was this incredibly seismic shift, a total transformation in Seattle and this region as a place for making movies in terms of its friendliness. You know, I mean, one just emblematically, this one thing he did was before 2005, it took an amazing amount of bureaucracy, sort of all these little hoops you had to pass through, as well as $200 a day, a lot of lead time just to get street permitting, right? And now it's $25 a day. You do it all online, super streamlined, and they kept expanding it. And that's kind of emblematic of the kind of way that he would just sort of put out the welcome mat. Come here, it's a great place to make work.
Personally, how did Keblis affect your own filmmaking career?
I was able to bring a film to Seattle last year that was a $5 million production. It was my first multi-million dollar production. And it was set in California. We were going to film, they were looking at every other state but Seattle, you know, and Seattle and Washington. And once I turned them on to this region and had them get on the phone with Amy and James, who were, of course, more than happy to jump on the phone, they called me back and said, these California-based producers said, I can't believe what an amazing place this is and how robust what they're offering us. You know, there's been this sense of momentum. You know, I think we all felt like the rug was kind of pulled out from under us a little bit. It's totally within the purview of a new mayor to, you know, bring new leadership in. And there's nothing wrong with that. But usually that's accompanied by a couple of things. For instance, there's communication with the department. There's communication with the actual community itself, the stakeholders. And there is, a clear vision for moving forward set forth. None of those things happened. He did that. Mayor Murray did that with the Department of Transportation, with the police department, and it was completely absent from this particular changeover.
Talking with Lynn Shelton, Seattle filmmaker, her newest movie, Laggies, will open sometime this year. It opened at Sundance to great acclaim just this winter. Sometimes fresh perspective can be a good thing.
Absolutely.
James Keblis has had this job for almost a decade, so isn't there some merit in bringing in a new person to head this office?
Well, they're very well maybe. This has absolutely nothing to do, about like against Kate at all. But it's more a sense of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Because everybody was just so overwhelmingly behind what James was doing in that position. I'm happy to move forward. I just want to actually have a real conversation with the mayor. You know, I think me and other community members, you know.
What do you need from Kate Becker or the city of Seattle to continue making movies in Seattle?
One of the main ones that's been on my mind, and it really has to do with the whole region, but is to bolster and grow the incentive program. It's been so successful, and the pot is too small. We're bringing productions in, but we only have so much capacity. That's what we need to do. We can only really afford to sustain a handful of kind of smaller size productions. So we really need to grow it. We only have $3.5 million in the pot. But, you know, we could also do things like, I mean, the city could add on top of that and create little incentives for shooting green, which has never been done before, sort of stand out regionally that way.
I know that the day after she was hired to replace James Keblis, Kate Becker also sent out an email to everybody. Have you or any of the other filmmakers that you're in touch with made plans to sit down with her?
No, not yet. I'm sure that's imminent, you know. And again, I'm very happy to do that and really willing to. And I do it with the greatest hope and optimism. And I'm not, you know, at all going to I don't want to bring my shock and dismay over from this event, you know, and the way it all happened down on her at all. I mean, I really have the highest hopes for her in this position.
Lynn Shelton, Seattle-based filmmaker. Her most recent movies are Touchy Feely and Laggies, which premiered at the Sundance Film Festival last month. We did ask Ed Murray to comment to us, and he declined. We're going to be talking with him tomorrow on The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds.